Yeah, very disappointed. Very disappointed. We didn't play well enough. We had a right go second half, but it was too little too late, really.
For yourself as a skipper, I mean, being on a four-game losing streak, it must be very difficult. I mean, you've, you know, had injury problems, you've come back into the side, but coming back into a team now where losing is becoming the norm.
Yeah, confidence is a little bit low at the moment, and we've got to turn that around. We've just got to take the next game, we've got to look at that again, Halifax, and go up there and get a result and turn things around. And well, before you know it, if we get a few wins, it'll be all positive again.
Gary changed the formation today to a 3-5-2. You were playing, you know, as a third centre-back for a lot of the time with Joey Jones and Brian Tarr. How difficult was it out there? Because in the first half, certainly, the team seemed a little bit more disjointed than usual.
Yeah, perhaps. I think we weren't winning enough ball, enough second ball in the first half. And we was getting moved around a lot at the back. But it's no excuse. We should be able to play any formation, really, and we're all professionals, should be able to do our jobs.
The team obviously has gone through a lot this season already, Mark. I mean, you've lost two very key players to injuries. You're also having to field, you know, young, inexperienced players that are finding their feet in this division. Do you think it's a case for the Woking fans to having to be a little bit more realistic with their expectations this season compared to the last couple of seasons under Gary?
Yeah, I think before going to the start of the season, we would have been sort of expecting, obviously, to do well. We've made some good signings, small squad, albeit, but made some very good signings. And then to lose such key players is obviously it's difficult. But we're trying to still go out there and put performances in and go out there and still get wins. But obviously, it is difficult when you lose key players. We haven't got the biggest of squads. And there's a lot of young players, like you say, I'm roughing to sort of go out there and try and find line players that are coming in to do stuff for us. But it's difficult. So, yeah, obviously, the expectation of this club is always to go out there and to do well and win games. But sometimes it's not as easy as it maybe seems with the loss of players that we've had and the inexperience we've got still.
As a player and being in the dressing room, you know, do you think this season that it's not going to be as easy as it was last season? It's probably not going to be as successful as it was last season because of what's gone on.
Yeah, it certainly wasn't easy last season. Anyway, it was we had a really bad spell last year and we came through it, and we had to dig deep, and we had a great run towards the end of the season, which gave us a chance. But we're earlier in the season now. We need to turn it around and get that good run going now. I think we're still 9 points off the top. We're still looking up the way. We're still looking to try and obviously push for playoffs, which would be an improvement on last season. But it isn't going to be easy. No game's going to be easy, and we can't just expect as a club to be, all right, yeah, we'll get in the playoffs, then we'll see where we are. We've got to fight for that and have a right old go. And again, with this small squad we've got, we've all got to dig in together, and we've got to stay close knit. We've got to keep the morale up, keep the confidence as high as we can, and we'll be all right.